Undisputed.
Welcome to a new year. It is 2024, and boy, what a week in wrestling. This is Jason Block here for the NAWC, the North American Wrestling Connection, here at 5&1 Studios, and we have an absolutely packed table tonight, starting with our co-host who was on the road. What the hell happened?
He's now the Red Hood.
He can do anything.
Yeah, fucker texted me 10 minutes ago and said ninja shit.
Yeah. But of course, we have the guy who makes everything fun around here, our sound guy from New Jersey.
We have a sound guy that must be from New Jersey or something.
Hello. VRM, how are you?
Helps if I turn the mute button off. I'm good. I'm about to have some fun with some solder and some very tiny microcontrollers for reasons that we'll discuss off air because we don't care about them.
Right. Our gentleman from Ohio, Happy New Year, Stat Boy.
Whoa, I'm here. Woo, bro.
No, we may talk
about him later.
Yeah, he's lots of people have been in Japan this week.
Yes.
That we know. But speaking of Australia, who might get one of the most important matches in history, that would be Shane Beamon. How are you, sir?
Doing very well, very well.
All right, so let us start with that recording again. That, by the way, was the new theme of the Undisputed Kingdom, which consists of Adam Cole, Wardlow, Roderick! Sorry, Strong. and the Kingdom, Matt Taven and Mike Bennett. Now, why am I mentioning those people? Well, in the main event of World's End, which we'll cover a couple of other things in there as well, MJF lost clean to Samoa Joe, and we have actually, Josh, we found out why. He is hurt badly.
Yes.
To the point where, Nikki, I will also say that he wants to rehab his shoulder, but they're saying his shoulder is so fucked, he may need a surgery which would keep him out a year to 2025.
Oh, good lord. Well,
wow.
It turns out to be that. Is that why they dropped him from the AEW
page? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's done. And then what happened was afterwards, after the match, the Devil's Henchman was beating up on MJF, and Adam Cole comes in, you know, hobbling along, ready to make the save. Lights go out. Adam Cole is sitting in the chair, and then the henchmen roll up the masks, show that they are with Adam Cole. Adam Cole pulls out the Devil's mask. We know what's going on. Dogpile on the wabbit, pretty much. So I want to ask people, right call, you think?
It's the only call, right? Yeah, if he's hurt that badly, I mean, we're talking like, what are we talking, like rotator cuff and deltoid?
Yeah, something like that.
If that's the case, then yeah, he needs to go away for a while, which sucks, but has to be done. Plant seeds for his eventual return, provided they can keep heel Adam Cole going for
a year.
the full year. And then that leads into either Revolution or Double or Nothing.
Yep. And admittedly, it's not the only person this week that's going to be going away for a while.
Who do you have? Charlotte?
Kota Ibushi.
Oh, that's right. Yes, talk about it.
The thing is, when he was coming into the Noah show earlier this week, I believe it was for New Year's, he was coming in with his shoulder, which has been hurting for the last 3 years, and a broken ankle. During the match, he broke his other ankle.
Moonsault.
And the kicker and probably the oh boy, he was also apparently getting stem cells from a company that might have been a scam.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so at this point, from what I have understood, Kota has finally went into surgery for both ankles and his shoulder. The man's going to be out for a good long time.
To the point where he actually apologized for the match.
Yeah, he should have, because he pushed too far, and then he pushed some more.
Right.
Which pretty much screwed everything up. Because he wrestled on two broken ankles for half an hour plus.
Yeah, but that goes to the old school wrestling mentality though, and we know that the Japanese follow that adage to a T. If you're injured, you got to finish the match.
The thing is, if he keeps up like this and doesn't, you know, stop like I hope he is, he's gonna wind up becoming like Misawa. Going too long on too much broken shit, and then before you know it, he dies in the ring, much too young.
Oh boy, let's hope not. Let us not wish that on anybody. Seriously. True. Let us not wish that. The other big thing that happened was that Killswitch wins a 20-man battle royal for a TNT championship. Okay.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Okay. So then
I'm a go stream.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So then Adam Copeland wins the TNT championship over Christian Cage. And they heard which was the best match of the night. Well, one of the best matches of the night. It actually was the longest match of the night at 25 minutes. But then Killswitch comes out, challenges for the title. Christian Cage says, no, you're going to give the contract shot to me. He does, and Adam Copeland loses. Therefore, Christian Cage has the belt back. Tony, even you got to acknowledge that.
That's fucking bullshit.
Oh my god, I was so mad! I was so mad when I read this! So mad.
And I get that this is the response that they wanted. They wanted to make Christian hated even more so, but it's still stupid booking. Like, the Samoa Joe MJF thing, I can understand. I can understand that, because, okay, MJF's injured, Samoa Joe has to win clean, but then that's going to cause future booking issues down the line. But that's neither here nor there. But then to do that, have Adam Copeland win his first match with Christian and then have a stupid finish like that, and then to have Christian's promo the following week, it was so bad. Like, I got nothing for it. But, dumb.
Did you find that soundbite I was asking you about earlier?
No, I couldn't. I was like, I think I know what promo it's from. I'm pretty sure it's from the promo after Mox won the title from Punk. It's like the first thing he says. Yeah. But it looks like AEW cut that out of their version of it.
I will find you an alternate version. I'll be approaching. I'll be getting to my table here in about 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. Cool. Oh, that's cool. But I will say the best thing that happened. You know, I know Mox isn't back from Japan yet. But Eddie Kingston and John Moxley. How awesome was that? Kingston wins. He's the Triple Crown champion, and Moxley, you know, puts him over, you know, gives him the good hug, and, you know, basically gives him the attaboy. And Kingston, and we saw a smile from Kingston. He was happy. It was great. It was awesome.
It was a genuine smile, and, you know, Mox was more than happy to give him that. And maybe, well, no, he's in Japan. I was going to say something about him finally taking his vacation. Oh, well.
No, he did not take his vacation. Lots of people took vacations to Japan. We'll get there in a minute. Oh, and by the way, there was another video game-related entrance at Wrestle Kingdom, and Kenny Omega wasn't involved this time.
But yeah.
And by the way, our good friend Tabla was, though.
Yep.
Yay.
She designed the costume for One Nick Ospreay, which we'll get to. But during the match, there was also one other thing. Chris Jericho got his ass booed out of the building in Long Island. Every time he came in, booed. Booed, booed, booed. You know, and they were chanting NDA, NDA. And I believe that wasn't there a Kylie Rae chant in there,
yes,
too, I think?
Yes, there was.
Yeah, we gotta unpack that somewhere in this show.
Yeah, we will. We will. We will. But just remind us, please. Someone remind us. Okay. So World's End happened. The ball drops. And we go to day one. Now, day one was one of the two alternate names for Monday Night Raw this week. Now, Monday Night Raw was going up against two very good college football playoff games. And one of them was pretty awesome. VRM, I hope you still have that button.
Oh, yeah, I do. I just had to go right to the other one.
Yeah. Da, 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 da. Yes, and
if you saw the post that I made when it happened, I changed the last verse to hail, hail to Michigan, who put Bama to bed. Fuck Saban.
Hold tight, this motherfuckers.
Yes, and by the way, and Nikki, I do not count your score of 63-3 because half the players just said, fuck this shit, I'm out. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
It's true. I felt bad, but you know what? You know, the 12 angry men who figure all this shit out, you know, really screwed the pooch. And I'm still looking for some of the NFL referees for some bullshit.
Oh, God. Well,
I will say this. There was a penalty either way. That was coming back either way.
Yep. But so on Monday, we start with Becky Lynch losing to Nia Jax. What the fuck? Really? Okay.
We're just starting in those matches. Oops, there is a cat at the window. I'll be back on in a few minutes.
All right, so fine. So okay, so we'll kick you out here for a second here.
All right, I'll be back.
All right, yeah, okay. So just add Nikki in, or is Nikki already added in? Her Skype stuff.
Add her Skype in, yep.
Okay. Okay, but... Oh, by the way, kudos to the WWE medical staff, because Giovanni Vinci got his bell rung. Oh, my God. Yeah. Woof. And they stopped the match, and everyone was going, Tony wouldn't do that.
Tony wouldn't, but that would be incredibly dumb.
Yeah, I know, but good for that. He's okay, I believe. Vinci's okay, right?
Yes.
So then we had Miss TV, and oh my God, okay, the RM, he's comedy, R-Truth is called his comedy gold, okay?
I think R-Truth makes everyone's head hurt sometimes.
I know, so he and the Miz, because what happens is that he believes he's a member, he still believes he's a member of the Judgment Day, and he also believes that J.D. McDonough is not a member of the Judgment Day. Finn Balor is about ready to, like, you know, burst a blood vessel, okay? So then they, they reunited the Awesome Truth versus Dominic and, Dominic and McDonough, and Truth goes, I got your back, Truth, you know, Judgment Day, with the wink, you know? And the Truth hits Miz! And Miz is like, you're not a member of Judgment Day. Oh, my God. It was, but they won anyway. Okay. And then Truth clobbered JD. And then it was with the skull crushing finale. Rhea Ripley defeated Ivy Nile. And I, by the way, Ivy Nile, she really put her over. Rhea Ripley put Ivy Nile over big time. And she's been doing that on the house show circuit too, by the way. Good stuff. But then, you know, I think we're going to wait here because Nikki needs to hear this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, I'll actually sort of preface this with this. Some sheets were reporting that Sasha Banks, a.k.a. Mercedes Moné, that the negotiations were breaking down with the WWE. And we don't know where she's going, she's going.
From what I've heard, the wild rumors for Mercedes was that she was looking for money that would have put her at the top of the WWE in terms of pay.
Okay, she may get it, though.
Yeah, she may get it, but $6 million downside? Yo!
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, even Roman's well, she only wanted making to get, like she five.
Wanted to get, yeah, but that's what she wanted. She wants,
yes.
At least according to rumors. Rumors are yes. that Mercedes' main thing is she wants to get paid more than what Charlotte's getting paid.
Well, yeah. But speaking of Charlotte... Charlotte had the knee surgery this week.
Yep.
And she, with her now free agent husband, wink, wink, were in Birmingham this week. Because Andrade ended his reign, his time in AEW, by losing to Miro, because now Miro and CJ Perry are back together.
In another stupidly booked fucking AEW match, but that's okay.
Yeah. Excuse me. I didn't say it was good. I was just explaining what happened. You said.
I know. I didn't say that we did. I'm just saying it was like world's end. It was. It should have been just the world's end of fucking AEW booking is what it should have been called. But anyways,
you know, I literally was thinking to actually buy that. Thank God I didn't. You know. You know,
you had the clean win with Samoa Joe. You had the predictable ending with who was the devil. Everyone fucking knew who it was. and then you had CJ rejoining with Miro, and it's just like, fuck. Did you borrow WWE's playbook back from fucking from like the late 2019s? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
You replace Dolph Ziggler with Andrade. Jesus.
Well, thank goodness, but Dolph Ziggler's got other stuff, which we'll get to in a minute. But I mean, we could sort of switch around a little bit. We'll talk about it again. But many people went to Japan this week for New Japan.
Yes.
One of the more interesting ones was the fact that Matt Riddle is making his New Japan debut because
that's pretty much it. But wait, that's not all.
Oh, go on.
Because there was somebody else who showed up at Wrestle Kingdom 18 during the match for the IWGP Global Heavyweight Championship that David Finlay won over Ospreay and Mox.
Right.
That one person is some guy named Nick.
Nemeth.
You may remember him.
Yes.
Dolph.
Yes, he and his brother was there.
Yes, Nick and Ryan the Namath brothers were there to confront, and David confronted them afterwards, and then they went to fisticuffs.
Yes, which was great. It was great. Supposedly, they were also parodying the guy who actually jumped the judge in Vegas.
Yeah, that was interesting.
That needs something, even though it's completely unrelated. That just, where's my individual
bar
button?
In the hole.
Yeah, no, that one. So Nick Nemeth is in Japan. Yes. Matt Riddle is also signed for MLW, by the way.
Yeah, not a surprise there.
And also, speaking of MLW, Alex Hammerstone is now signed with Impact. No, I'm sorry. I can say TNA now, right?
Yes,
I think I can.
TNA.
What time? When was that?
That was January 1st, I believe.
January 1st with the first TNA branded pay per view, the 13th.
Yes, that is coming a week from tomorrow as we're recording this.
That's correct. And Josh Alexander is going to fight Alexander Hammerstone for the title. And
I thought Alex Shelley still had it. Huh. Goes to show what I know.
No, well, I'm only wrong. Maybe one. Hold on. Let me look.
Nope. That's just a straight up singles match. Alex Shelley faces Moose.
Oh, okay. That's right. Okay.
In the main event for the TNA World title.
Now, speaking of TNA, this is the wrestling circle. The rumor is that Trinity may be going back to WWE.
Yes.
And she's finishing up. She's going to lose to Jordynne Grace, if my guess is correct.
Wouldn't surprise much.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, Alex Shelley's fighting Moose. Trinity's fighting Jordynne Grace. X Division is Sabin, Kushida, Iho David Kingo. He gets around, man. He gets around. Good.
I was going to say, this year's Royal Rumble is, I'm going to say, is going to be full of a lot of surprises, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you've got, we'll get to that in a minute. But look at the tag team championship back. ABC, that's versus the Grizzled Young Veterans. Versus the Rascals, versus the debuting Trent Seven and Speedball Mike Bailey.
Speedball Mountain.
Yeah. Zaya Brookside versus the Ultimate X Knockout match. Zaya Brookside, the debuting Zaya Brookside, Jody Threat, Alicia Edwards, Tasha Fields, and Giselle Shaw. Okay.
More to be announced.
Right. There you are, Nikki. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I apologize for the delay.
All right. Ditto. So VRM. So as we were talking, there were rumors that Mercedes Moné was going to go. The negotiations for the WWE has been quote unquote done, finished, goodbye. And I'm like, that's fucking bullshit because, you know, negotiations go back and forth either way. Anyway. So yeah. Then on Sunday, Triple H promised a returning world heavyweight champion.
And they got the best person they could.
Well, just hold
That's
on a minute.
Right.
Wait. Set it up.
Right, I'm going to set it up. So then they get Jinder Mahal.
Yes, and, Jinder Mahal, the former world champion, the best person they could have got.
Evil Doc loves to troll.
Oh, so he trolls. So you heard the audible. Oh no, you heard it. You heard the what the fuck is this? You heard it on TV. Right. And that's rare. That's freaking rare. Okay.
I haven't heard a crowd.
Good.
I was gonna say I haven't heard a crowd that silent since Taker lost the streak. I was like,
yeah, okay.
Everyone's like, what the hell?
So then Jinder Mahal starts doing his anti-US bit for about 5 minutes. And then we get this guy.
Shut your bitch ass up.
Yes. Yeah. The crowd goes crazy. I mean,
nuclear.
Just the crowd. There is a clip out there from of Samantha Irvin.
Oh yes!
Right the hell out.
Oh, she fucking walked out, and Ricochet's going, "Calm down, girl, calm down." She's like,
"I'm
no!
just trying to see if I can find the clip."
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah, hold on.
Facebook, don't do this to me now.
No, Samantha Irvin, rock. Oh yeah, here we go. I got it.
I've got it too now.
I got it on YouTube. Okay, so
and
just
got it on Facebook.
All right, do you want me to share it?
Yes, do it.
Okay, so
this is irritating me.
Let's do this. Start sharing. Can anybody see that? I can't see it.
And
yes,
there we are. Yes.
Okay,
you
can see it.
Hold on. Let's see if I can. See, the thing is, I can't.
Well, you just see it on the window you're sharing.
Yes.
Okay, fine. So then we get this.
Yeah. No audio, but that's cool.
Hold on. Let me see if I can. Where's the settings? In it.
The thing is,
when you share,
it's playing from your end, but. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, when you share it, there should be a little thing that says share computer audio.
Oh, well, you know what? Hold on. Let me stop sharing. I'm sorry about this, guys.
Let's keep rolling.
Yeah, let's just... Okay, so yeah, let me just confirm stop sharing. Okay, so, yeah, Samantha goes nuts. Everybody goes nuts, okay?
Yeah.
And Rock does his usual promo, kicks, you know, Jinder Mahal's ass, but that's not the most important part of the promo.
No.
This is the part of the promo that shocked the wrestling world. Hit it.
I'm gonna go get something to eat. When The Rock goes out to get something to eat tonight in San Diego, should The Rock sit in a booth? Or should The Rock sit at the bar? Yeah, The Rock loves a bar too. Or should The Rock sit at the head of the table?
Okay. All right. So, can you get the Rock whoa bit? Because that was the reaction of the world, you know?
Whoa.
And then we're like, did the Rock just say that? Did he just say that? Which
Tell
means,
me he did not just say
just
that.
Say that. Mm-hmm. Which means, okay, so this we need, now we need to go into, we'll go into everything else in a minute, you know, Drew losing his match and the whole Judgment Day stuff. We'll get to that because this is the most important thing. Things we know. Rock signed through WrestleMania. We know this. Right now. It's done. Okay? You saw Rock's in wrestling shape. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, the two main points. A, does Rock Roman happen for the belt or not the belt? Two, night one or night two of WrestleMania, or does it happen in Australia at Elimination Chamber? Round the table. Anyone can talk. Let's go.
It's going to be not
fucking happen in Australia.
I'm sorry?
It better not fucking happen in Australia. I will personally go and kick the tribal chief in his tribal nutsack if it happens in fucking Australia.
I think it's going to, if it's as big as it's supposed to be, it's got to be done at WrestleMania. It's going to be for the title, and we know that Rock's not going to win.
Yeah.
So what
if it does, then fuck everything. Cody Rhodes' strife is for nothing.
Well, there's one other thing that we haven't really mentioned. I don't know what happened in the promo on earlier tonight. But I imagine there was some sort of rebuttal.
Yes.
Okay, but before we get to that, because we're focusing on WrestleMania and Elimination Chamber, can they build a program in 3 weeks for the Rumble?
No, because it already happened on tonight, okay? That in the main event.
No, it's Orton versus Roman.
Oh, right.
No. So what happened was is that as everyone is lying in a pool late in the match, okay, Roman comes out and destroys everybody. And Nick Aldis is watching. And Nick Aldis taps Heyman on the shoulder. He says, "What the hell are you doing?" He says, "I want you to." He says, "You think you're happy now? You think you got things done?" He says, "You've just got yourself a fatal four-way match at the Rumble: Roman, Knight, Styles,
Orton
for the title."
Yeah.
Okay. And Heyman was not pissed for that. So we have a fatal four-way. Not going to happen at the Rumble.
All right, so not going to happen at the Rumble.
Nope.
Here's the thing. If you do it at WrestleMania, you either have to A, cut Cody off at the knees, which is bad, or B, you split them between the nights.
Yes.
Right.
But then Roman has the, I wasn't at 100% excuse if and when he loses to Cody on night two.
That's the only way to do it.
My creative brain was just going ahead there. Oh shit! If WWE actually does this, though, oh man, I want my royalties.
What's this?
Okay, I'm gonna throw a scenario out there for people.
Okay.
So we know that at least I think some of us have heard the rumors that after WrestleMania 40, that Roman's probably done for a while. He's taking time off, or it's his last match. I don't know. I've heard rumors it's potentially his last match for a while. So if people don't want to see Rock versus Roman for the title, they just want the big money match of Roman Reigns versus The Rock. You've got this Fatal 4-Way Royal Rumble. You have this Fatal 4-Way at Royal Rumble. Have The Rock come in. Rock bottom Roman. Have Orton pin Roman. Randy Orton's your new undisputed champion. He's a new undisputed champion. I don't want Cody to win the men's Royal Rumble, but if he's a runner-up, because I think Punk's going to win the Rumble this year.
Punk's winning the Rumble. No, but you see, the way I would do this, you could finish your scenario, but I think there's a lot easier way to do this. Okay?
Well,
that sets it up.
So Rock's cost Roman the title. Roman's going to be pissed. Roman's going to go after Rock and say, all right, you've now got my tribal chief's attention. Roman Reigns versus The Rock at WrestleMania 40. And we settle this tribal combat. And then, like I said, Randy wins the title, and then it's Randy Orton versus Cody Rhodes for the undisputed championship at WrestleMania 40, where Cody can finish his story and pin his former mentor of legacy for the belt.
I like that.
The only way Cody is going to win the SmackDown, because Punk is going to win at the Rumble and choose Seth, okay? Roman, the way Cody is going to win it, because he's going to win the Elimination Chamber match to get there, okay? That's the only scenario. Oh, and by the way, Cody Rhodes is now the hero of everybody. He is definitely a face. You want to know why?
Why?
Because he bought the wrestling club tickets and hotel rooms to WrestleMania.
No shit. That's awesome.
Okay. Yeah, he did. So, yeah, he said on Twitter, and I quote, "I could buy a bunch of popcorn or tell you, I've got your rooms and your hotel. You're going to WrestleMania."
Hell yeah.
Good for him. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, that just goes to show you that he is a good dude. An absolute. Yeah. Ooh, what's this, Nikki? What's that?
That's for VRM.
Oh, okay. Oh?
Play the first 10 seconds of it.
Oh, I have to look at this?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that not how that was supposed to go? Best in the world, my ass.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
That's going to need to get some working, because I couldn't get to the actual video because all the ads and stuff. So
I'm sorry. I came up through TikTok. I don't like going to TikTok, but
yeah.
Well, that's fine. But yeah. Oh, so, oh my, first of all, so very interesting about, yeah, that's that, right, of course. And we also have what's-his-face's Roman's reaction to that as well, because that was just posted as well. He's not happy, needless to say.
Right.
But now, do you think Drew is done after losing, or do you think he's still got business with the Judgment Day?
He may still have business.
The fact that they're still posting video about it, I think he still has some business with them. And Drew McIntyre, Damian Priest sounds like a good match.
Yeah.
And okay. Drew McIntyre and the Demon King. Oh, sorry.
So, but yeah. So Raw started off. I mean, the fact that The Rock is signed through WrestleMania is pretty freaking awesome. And yes, it'll get the casuals, but you know what? He's going to get in shape to do a great match. And you know his cousin. The cousin will do the favor because, hey, he put him in the movie when he was sick. You know, come on.
Yeah.
Good grief. So, in the second of the quote unquote TV pay per views this week, we had New Year's Evil on NXT. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And which was kind of cool. You know, Lyra Valkyria was still the champion. Of course, you've got Nikita Lyons and Cora Jade in the match. So Dragon Lee had some visa issues this week. So we had Carlito in the Latino World Order. And oh my God, did you see how Joaquin Wilde got launched?
Yeah.
As a good grief, he went 3/4 of the way up the ramp. Dude.
Yeet.
Yeah, he got yeeted. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All I can think of is, yeah, the Keith Lee.
Yeah, to Adam Cole, poof, you know.
Yes. Launched into the third row.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and the reason why Charlie Dempsey wasn't with the No Catch crew, he was in Japan. That's right, and lost to Nakajima for the Triple Crown Championship. Oh, by the way, who doesn't love Ariana Grace right now? And of course that is the daughter of
Santino Marella.
So she's got the comedy chops and she's getting the wrestling chops too. And of course Perez turned really heel-ish. So then Corbin and Breaker are going to team up. It's the two asshole clubs. You know.
Seriously.
Oh, and of course, which I love this story. So Fallon Henley defeated Tiffany Stratton. So Fallon Henley gets to make Tiffany Stratton her farmhand for the day. Expect lots of poop involved in that match. Mm-hmm. In the vignettes.
Poor Tiffany Stratton.
Yeah, no, but you know what? It's going to be fun.
It's going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
I bet you they're working together. So how dirty do I have to get? Very. Okay, do this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'll start with this, and then we're going to do this. Ooh, can we do that?
Right.
Ooh,
yeah.
Great idea.
Right. They're going to work together to make it fun. They're going to work it together to make it really fun. And then Oba Femi defeated Riley Osborne. That was fun. Oba Femi, my, he's a big one. Okay. You know? And they did a facety face promo with Ridge Holland basically saying, look, I'm not a bad guy. That was an interesting take to me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
just because you're a bad guy doesn't make you a bad guy.
Bad guy.
Yes.
So since Ilya wasn't cleared, Trick Williams had to put up his number one contender spot against Grayson Waller. Thanks to Mello. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, really? Okay. Oh, and Kevin Owens came up to the match. He's like, I'm in here. And then he just came up and blam, blam, Grayson Waller right in the face. Okay.
And never was there a more deserving individual. Oh,
yes, exactly. So, I mean, it was okay. It was all right. But again, it was pretty good. But the AEW fallout, I mean, again, a lot of people weren't there because of this next card, which is Wrestle Kingdom.
Yes.
Now, I have to tell you, Nikki, we talked about this earlier. Mm-hmm. Ubisoft and Will Ospreay had a video game another video game collaboration.
Okay.
Will Ospreay, Assassin's Creed. Yes, he came out as a character, from Ubisoft's Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. and he was Jacob Fry, the main character. Okay. Stylish top hat, long hooded leather coat, and a gauntlet glove with a blade protruding from it.
A hidden blade.
Yes, a hidden blade.
Hidden, yeah.
Okay. And just to show you that I wasn't full of shit, Topla, pardon me, Topla, I'm going to find this on Twitter, Topla Twitter, Topla, the pants design, I'm going to show you that she actually did the pants design for this particular card, and for him, which is just absolutely, I mean, she's worked with Will Ospreay many times, actually.
Mm-hmm.
She's now in Vietnam, believe it or not, and, because she's, where are we, come on, man. My pants design looking great. Oh, she designs for a lot of wrestlers. Yes. Oh, here it is. Here. She did the pants for it. Take a look at this. There it is right there.
Yep.
That's amazing. It's just insane. That she gets the design for Will Ospreay. She's done it twice already this year. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, and get this. Speaking of Will Ospreay, Battle of the Valley, Ospreay versus Okada. That is going to be January. That's a week from this coming Saturday, January 13th. That'll probably be on New Japan World. But, that's in San Jose, Battle of the Valley 2024. That's where Mercedes Moné broke her leg last year, right?
Yes, I believe. That sounds about right.
Okay. So, yeah. So, Ospreay Okada. But going over the card in Wrestle Kingdom.
Yes.
The New Japan Rambo was won by Great Okan, Ishimori, Yano, and Yo.
Okay. And that was that match happened the next day at New Year's Dash, which happened this morning, or at least at our time here in the U.S., where Taiji Ishimori won the title outright, beating Great Okan, Yano, and Yo.
Okay.
Yes. All right, so yes.
And Yes. Exactly.
I caught you off guard. Sorry.
No. You caught me off guard because I was trying to find the. Yeah, that's correct. That was the provisional champion. That was the next to the main event, which yes. I'll also talk about New Year's Dash as well. Okay. So Catch 22, Tuesday at 2, are the new IWPG Junior Heavyweight Tag Champions by beating Bullet Club War Dogs. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
President, I can say it now. President Tanahashi defeated Zack Sabre Jr. for the World TV title. I don't know if that's good or bad.
There's rumors Sabre's moving on.
No, but I'm talking about Tanahashi winning the belt.
Right, I understand what you're meaning. But this is just the World TV title, so it's on the same level as the Never Open Weight or lower, which means not a whole lot. This isn't the World Heavyweight title, after all.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to say, speaking of the Never Open Weight, is the Never Open Weight? Yeah. That was the one that Tama Tonga won, correct?
Yes. Tama Tonga. Yes, he did.
There's definitely more to that.
Yeah, I was gonna say directly after his match, after winning the bloody thing, he says, "Well, I'm only gonna be here for one more month, and then I'm gonna wrestle back in the States because I want to be closer to my family." It's like, oh, okay,
understandable.
Well, who do you think he goes to? Do you think he goes to the W? Do you think he's a new member of the Bloodline? Do you think he comes to the, I don't know.
I think he's a W bound.
Okay.
whether he's AEW bound or WWE bound, I would love to see the Gorillas of Destiny stateside. Just to see
them. You mean El Fantasmo and Hikuleo? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they took the winner take all match against Bishamon, so they're the IWGP and Strong Openweight Tag Team Champions right now. So we'll see. House of Evil defeated Shota and Kaito. El Desperado is the new junior heavyweight champion, defeating Takahashi. Now, we talked about this earlier, and I'm going to bring you in on this. David Finlay defeated Will Ospreay and Jon Moxley for the IWGP Global Heavyweight Championship. And then what happened was that during the match, Nikki, some guy named Nick was there.
Oh?
Nemeth.
Yes. I understand that the former Dolph Ziggler and his brother were over there.
Yes, they were. And what happened was that
after the match, when Finlay won the title, he approached Nick Nemeth. They had words, and then they had fisticuffs. Which will lead to eventually, I believe, a match in February. In February in the U.S. to continue it on.
Cool.
It might actually be, though it might be in the Japan too. I'm not sure. I'm just not sure.
It's all right.
Okay. Then Okada defeated Bryan Danielson via pinfall, and they bowed to each other in respect, which I think is very, very cool.
Yep.
And then Naito won the championship. Is that finally, or is that in the first time in a while?
First time in a while, I believe. Let me make sure. No, this is finally.
First time ever?
No. This is the first time with the World Heavyweight Championship, but the heavyweight title, including that in, it's the fourth. Okay. He last held it in 2020 after taking it off of Evil, and he lost it to Kota Ibushi at Wrestle Kingdom 15 back in 21.
Okay, so there's that. So the next day was New Year's Dash. Okay. Yes. And there were a lot of – that's usually the tag team. Yeah,
it's more of a tag team, looser feeling. So you'll have people just randomly just kind of grouped up if they're not part of a group.
Right. And Tanahashi wins.
Yep.
Yusuke
Taguchi in the opener, which is the only or one of two matches that were considered a singles. Everything else would have been a multi-man.
But after that match, Matt Riddle challenged Tanahashi for the title, if I remember correctly.
Yes, that is correct.
Right, so that's one of his first post-WWE shots, okay? Yep. But in the main, the Mighty Don't Kneel, which is Zack Sabre Jr., Fujita, Shane Haste, and Mikey Nichols, that's your Australian boys, defeated Chaos, which is Ishii and Okada, and the Blackpool Combat Club, which is Moxley and Danielson, and then eight-man. So Moxley lost twice in Japan, but Moxley looked cool as fuck as Red Hood. Did you see that? Mm-hmm.
I've seen the picture. That picture just blew my mind. And Darren Connolly on Twitter said that looks a whole hell of a lot better than germaphobe Dean Ambrose.
No shit. Exactly.
No shit.
Mm-hmm.
But is it cooler than Skull Mask Shield Ambrose?
Close. Maybe.
Just saying.
Yeah. So tonight on SmackDown, there were a bunch of things happening, but the main event was the fact that AJ and LA Knight were supposed to fight for the North for the number one contendership at the Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. Okay. Late in the match, the head of the table said, "Screw you guys. I'm gonna beat up the hell all of you." And well, Nick Aldis Rick. Said,
"Yeah,
Nick Aldis and VRM, do you have it or no?"
No.
Well, maybe I could share
Yeah, you can. I do have that link to Twitter. Yeah, Nick Aldis. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Hold on. Let me share the screen and let me see if I can do this right this time. Share computer sound.
Oh wait, where I can get it? That's
no. I got it. Okay, can you see all that?
Give it a moment.
Yes.
Nice.
Okay. Go.
He's done celebrating. Tell him congratulations. You know why? Because he's just earned himself a fatal four-way match with all three of these guys at the Royal Rumble.
He's not happy about that, as you can see.
Yeah.
But watch this. If I can pull this up as I'm...
Oh, the reaction.
Yeah, the reaction. Just hold on one second here. Well, I'm gonna get... just give me a minute. But I also want to play something that Paul... But before I do that, I want to play what he did earlier, okay? Watch this.
Roman Reigns. The Rock name drops Roman Reigns.
Can you hear that?
Because yes.
The Rock wants to sit at the head of the table. To sit at the head of the table, one must be invited to a dinner of relevancy. The Rock has not been invited, nor will he be, because The Rock is just like everybody else. He's looking for a shortcut to the headlines. There's only two ways in this world to guarantee going viral. One, date Taylor Swift. Two, call out Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns wins a match, out comes John Cena. Roman Reigns wins a match, out comes Brock Lesnar. Roman Reigns beats Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes still talking about finishing his damn story. CM Punk comes back to WWE after 10 years. Welcome back. CM Punk says he's the OG Paul Heyman guy, which he is, till I upgraded from best friend to advocate, and upgraded from advocate to wise man. Tonight, Randy Orton, AJ Styles, and LA Knight all fight for the privilege of getting smashed by Roman Reigns at the Royal Rumble. And the one man that wins tonight will be smashed by Roman Reigns at the Royal Rumble the same way whomever opposes Roman Reigns in the main event of WrestleMania will be smashed by your tribal chief, smashed by the head of the table, smashed by the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. Because there's not one man on the face of this planet that can beat Roman Reigns.
Okay, I have the reaction.
Okay, go for it. What do you want to share it or no?
I can put it over.
Let me stop sharing my screen and go for it.
Wise man, I told you one man can't beat me. Nobody can beat me. Just like you said, nobody can beat me.
I know that my tribal chief and Nick Aldis knows that too. Which is why Nick Aldis just made the title match at the Royal Rumble a fatal four-way. I'm sorry.
Wise man.
Yes, my tribal chief.
Fix this.
Yes, my...
Well, fix this?
Fix this.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
There's going to be no fixing.
Poor Uncle Paul. He's going to die.
Yeah, I know. Fix this.
Yeah.
Luckily, thank goodness he was wearing a dark suit.
Yes. Thank goodness they were shooting from the waist up.
Yeah, I know. Now, before, we wanted to bring it back to the Chris Jericho, Kylie Rae thing. Was it Kylie Rae?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Okay. So on, what was it, about a week ago, right? Was it about a week ago?
Yeah, a week or so ago.
Okay. Chris Jericho, was old allegations of him doing sexual misconduct against her. And that's why she left AEW.
Okay. Yep.
And Kylie Rae talked about, liked a tweet.
A post
about this. I'm sorry, my brain is a little bit.
Yeah, okay. From Nick Houseman, professional shit stirrer.
Right. So what happened was is that so Chris Jericho and Stephen New, who is legitimately a Steel's attorney, they had it out on social media saying that Chris Jericho signed NDAs after Brawl Out. He said, "No, I didn't." He says, "I don't adhere to an employee handbook, and I've never had one in 4 years of working for AEW. I've also never signed an NDA in my life, ever. So stop trying to be a bully and making easy statistical fantasy brags for your clients and start doing some research." However, Nick Houseman called out Chris Jericho for having signed people NDA himself, which Jericho blocked him. Okay.
Yep.
And, Nick Houseman on his Rumor and Innuendo podcast had Stephen New on it. Okay. And by the way, this is from SC Scoops. So, New said, and I quote, "There are issues with Chris behind the scenes where I know a lot of people who are hurt by Chris's actions. You know, it's very uncomfortable to me to see him lauded like he is and only having the focus on that, because I do think there are a lot of questionable stories about Chris that will find their way out over time when people are ready to tell their stories that will cast him in a different light. I mean, Harvey Weinstein won a lot of Oscars. Harvey Weinstein produced a lot of very popular films. Weinstein is now in jail. I'm not saying that's happening to Chris, but the narrative could quickly turn if you're hiding a lot of skeletons in your closet." Okay, that's a big leap. Okay, but still. Okay.
All mate needs to be very careful with treading that line, because that can go across slander and suing lines.
Right. Yeah. And then a post from ISO Wrestling said, and I quote, "So here's the deal. You don't quit the hottest fed going today, AEW, without reason. I have it from people in the know that Kylie was asked to go to Chris Jericho's room with the understanding that others would be there. When she got there, it was just him. He made a pass at her and she freaked out." Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the rumor, and she left in 2019. Okay.
Yep.
So, and then what's his face? Houseman tried to back down a little bit from this, but this is it's the real deal, you know, to the point where, as I said, Chris Jericho got NDA and booed out of Long Island.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think – was he booed?
I mean, he was booed. No, everyone heard
it. I meant Wednesday. I'm in Wednesday, I meant.
Oh, I wouldn't know. Didn't watch Dynamite.
Okay. But look, and of course Tony Khan is basically saying, you know, we're gonna investigate this, et cetera, et cetera. You know, let me see if I can put the checklist in.
They only I find it funny that Tony said
he was gonna fucking investigate this, but yet here he is at the World's End press conference wearing a fucking Russian hat and sunglasses and saying, "Oh, this is the safest place to work." It's like, what? It's like, hang on. How can you say that it's the safest place to work when literally, and this literally?
I have the quote.
Okay.
From Inside the Ropes. Okay. I think it. This is what Tony Khan said. I think it applies to everyone in the company, women and men, and it's something we're very serious about, and we've had a policy in place. And certainly, anytime there's anything like that, we would make sure we do anything to prevent it. AEW has the best safety record, I believe, of any pro wrestling company in the world. I believe we have the most safe environment. I believe we have the best. I believe we have the best safety record of any pro wrestling company, and I would hold the record of AEW on safety against any wrestling company in the world, and I think AEW is the safest place for pro wrestling. If any of our wrestlers ever have a concern, they always have an open line to talk to me, and I believe anybody would sit here and tell you they can always talk to me anytime if they're concerned about anything. If there was anything that came to light to me, I would take it to the disciplinary committee, and that's how we've been doing it. Our disciplinary committee has been doing a great job, and everybody knows they have an open line to me or anybody on that committee, unquote. Good grief. Good grief. Fuck that. And then he continued. I can't speak to internet and unsourced rumors. I spoke earlier to Kevin and mentioned the policy we have in place in the disciplinary process. We've always followed that, and I believe that this is the safest company in the world with the best track record for safety, and I would hold it up to anybody, and anytime anybody has a complaint, they have an open door to say it to me or anyone in the office, and we would look into it anytime. My God, the legal bullshit.
Yeah.
There's a great big button for that. Come on, VRM.
Yeah.
That's fucking bullshit.
That one, too. Yeah, that's good.
Which one were we looking for?
I was looking for bullshit.
No, it's the biggest load of horse manure I've heard in my life. Like, fuck me. Like, this dude was literally the same dude who 4 months ago, well, probably like possibly 3-4 months ago, even possibly even longer, was saying, "I feared for my life with Phil Brooks."
Yeah.
Fuck you. Okay, you're gonna sit there and say this is the safest place to work? No, motherfucker, you're a big kid with daddy's money and a big playground. Like, don't bullshit anybody. It's like you're trying so hard to be Vince McMahon. It's not even fucking funny. That's but
yeah, you know how he's being Vince McMahon? He's allowing sexual harassment to go on. That's how.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. Like, just come out and like, look, in Jericho's case, yeah, you got to investigate the truth. That's fine by all means, because this is a man who's had a 30 plus year career in the business. So if he's going to get sexual assault things or brought against him, you better have all the fucking facts. But do not go on public record and say that your business is the safest place to work when you've had Hangman Page come out on live TV and fucking bury someone without your permission, had multiple fights backstage, and even had people like punching people in the face at your work. Like, fucking hell.
Nobody does that backstage. That's unprofessional.
Punk saying that? Yes.
Jesus Christ.
It's
God damn, why can't I find this stupid thing? I'm listening.
But believe it or not, all of this is not the biggest story of the week, Nikki. Not at all.
It's true. No. That's true.
Even with The Rock going back, that's not the biggest story. The biggest story is, what's the line from DRX? Are you ready for my music, Mr. Dunn? I believe that's the line. Or close to it.
Something like it.
Okay. Kevin Dunn has retired from WWE.
Let the sun shine.
Oh, come on.
Let the sun shine in.
Cue the heavenly music.
Yes.
Or a holy shit chant. I'm not sure which.
Maybe, just maybe, we will finally start, you know, having camera work that isn't a, you know.
Camera doesn't spaz out every 5 seconds.
Yes. Yeah, that doesn't have issues for those with photosensitivity.
Okay.
And drives those of us who have done video. God damn. I wanted to. There are more. How many times have we wanted to go in that truck and punch Kevin Dunn in the nose?
Yeah. All you have to do is say one thing. AJ Styles debut.
Yep.
Yes. Yep. AJ Styles debut. Edge's return at the Rumble. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That being said, though,
yeah,
okay, he is the, without him, you wouldn't have wrestling television. You can't deny that.
Him and Kerwin Silfies.
Who?
Another longtime WWE person behind the scenes. Kerwin, though, I think, retired a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. But, and Kevin Dunn had, was not forced out.
Oh, he not retired. Long ago. 2020. Okay.
Okay.
But yeah,
I was about to say,
Kevin Sophies was the director of TV for decades.
Okay.
So yeah, he was just as responsible.
But okay, you said that Kevin Dunn wasn't kicked out.
No, he's done. He wanted out.
Yeah, because he pretty much seen the writing on the wall, because Hunter and him didn't exactly see eye to eye.
And the fact that Endeavor, he says, I'm not going to be dictated by someone to be told what to do.
Well, guess what, Kevin Dunn? That's what you've been doing for 40 plus years under Vince.
Yep.
So,
Oh, that's another whole lot of bullshit there too. Jesus Christ. It's just raining bullshit this week. What's going on?
Yeah, it is. It's new year, new bullshit. You know, quote wall. New year, new bullshit. No. But I'll read it from PWI if you'll give me a moment.
More live research.
Oh, we also need to talk about the drama between Pat McAfee and ESPN. Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm afraid to ask.
It's Aaron Rodgers related. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So what happened was is that I don't have it, but what happened was is that Aaron Rodgers basically said that Jimmy Kimmel needs to watch out because, you know, his name might appear on the Epstein list. Now, for those who don't know what the Epstein list is that Jeffrey Epstein was a guy who allegedly suicided, take it for what you will, in a Manhattan jail cell. But he used to run an island where a lot of people, both on the left and the right, and celebrity used to go there and, for lack of a better term, diddle young girls.
That's Ghislaine Maxwell, who is currently on trial, and somebody, from what I understand, there's at least one other somebody in that, let's just say her husband was a decently famous race car driver at one point.
Oh?
Do you guys know who Brian Vickers is?
Yes. Brian.
His wife. Okay. Was heavily involved from the rumor and innuendo.
Okay. And also, you know, there was also rumors that David Copperfield was involved. Bunch of
Stephen
other people.
Stephen Hawking, possibly.
Yeah, I know. You know, okay.
How?
I know. That's how, what I'm trying to figure out.
How? Okay, no offense, but that doesn't compute.
So that Pat McAfee, ESPN was touting Pat McAfee's success. However, on Deadline, he claimed on his show today that ESPN Norby Wolverson was part of a group actively trying to sabotage his show within ESPN. Quote, We're very appreciative, and we understand that more people are watching the show than ever before. We're thankful for the ESPN folks being very hospitable. Now, there are some people actively trying to sabotage us within ESPN. More specifically, I believe Norby Williamson is the guy who's attempting to sabotage our program. Now, I'm not 100% sure, Raja. That is just seemingly the only human that has information, and then that information gets leaked, and it's wrong, and it sets a narrative of what our show is, and then we're going to just combat that name from a rat every single time. Somebody tried to get ahead of our actual ratings release with wrong numbers 12 hours beforehand. That's a sabotage attempt. It's been happening this entire season for some people who didn't necessarily love the old edition of the Pat McAfee show to the ESPN family. There's a lot of those. Well, yeah. Because you are, for lack of a better term, a blunt asshole.
Yep.
But you know what? You're an entertaining blunt asshole.
That's right.
You know, he's very good. But the thing is that ESPN's version of the Pat McAfee show is the toned down version of ESPN. Okay. So, but yeah, there's a little bit of haterade, a little WLTI term. There with ESPN. Okay. So, by the way, we have the full lineup for that Battle in the Valley card I was talking to you about.
Oh.
Okay. The kickoff matches are Viva Van versus Stephanie Vaquer, Matt Vandegrift versus Goldie, Mascara in the main show, Mascara Dorado and Volador Jr. versus Rocky Romero and Soberano Jr. In a six-man, Shota Umino, Fred Rosser, hey, welcome back, and Jacob Fatu versus Dirty Tom Lawler, Royce Isaacs, and Jor-El Nelson. Global champion David Finlay goes against TJP. The strong openweight tag team champions El Fantasmo and Hikuleo versus Alex Coughlin and Clark Connors. That's another part of Bullet Club. Mm-hmm. Julia versus Trisha Dora. Don't be surprised that she drops it there.
Yep, because Julia is wanting to come to the States, and it's looking pretty likely.
Mm-hmm. Matt Riddle and a mystery partner versus Zack Sabre Jr. and Bad Dude Tito. Continental Crown and
RVD.
Continental Crown champion Eddie Kingston versus Gabe Kidd. No DQ Tagagi versus Jon Moxley.
Ooh.
Okay. And in the main,
Okada versus Ospreay.
Yep.
So, yeah. 2024 is starting off pretty strong. Crazy year.
Yeah.
To say the least. But we need to do some plug-ins because we need to sell some soap. And, of course, our good friend Shane had nothing to promote. And he had to go. So, but... Josh, we need, you know what? Get to you in a second. I'm just realizing.
Yes, get to VRM first.
Yes, VRM, week 18. Oh, my God, here we go.
Yes.
It's the week where all football matters. And, well, most football matters. Oh, no, let me rephrase it. All football matters, but some football matters more than others, you say.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So between our prime time. The two primetime games, a bunch of games in the 1 o'clock block, the Jaguars game, which if the Jaguars don't beat the Titans, there's problems.
Right. And then of course, on Sunday, game number, 288 or something like that. Yeah, I think
32 times 17.
32 times 17, that's
32 teams times 17 games each, 544.
Yeah. So game 544, the Bills-Dolphins for the AFC Championship, the AFC East Championship. And then we will have all our games. Now, are we going to do a Sunday night playoff block, or are we going to wait till Tuesday?
Probably wait till Tuesday, because we're also going to have Black Monday.
That's true, right?
Mm-hmm. Bill Belichick's getting fired.
Yeah, I know. And of course, Nikki, you have to root for the Lions because the Lions are a playoff team. And they're a good playoff team.
Yeah. Yes, they are. And no amount of bad officiating is going to change that.
Bad booking. Sorry.
No. Well, that's
why is everybody always looking at me? Hey, this booking stuff isn't easy, you know.
Winner's a Patriots fan. Anyway, hi.
Hey, I was one of those at one point.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know. I don't even know if Hunter watches football. But.
Well, I know you're rooting for, you're a Giants and Commanders fan this weekend as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the Eagles and Cowboys lose,
mm-hmm.
and the Lions win,
mm-hmm.
the Lions get the number 2 seed.
Nice. Yes, I will. Mm-hmm. This is a rare time that I will root for the Washington Football Club.
Yeah, exactly. And if you ever want to join us during playoff time, you know, the doors are always open.
Yeah? I appreciate that. Are you guys going to be doing anything during the Lions game?
No, not necessarily. We're talking usually Tuesday after 10. So if you want to join in afterwards when you get home, let us know.
All right. I'll do my best.
Okay. But yeah, BS. This is the week that everything. Oh, and by the way, congratulations again. And Josh to Jess Brand, back-to-back BS Bowl champions.
The second time that's happened.
And do you know who did the other person who did that? You.
I should look in a mirror.
Yes, you should.
Also, though, 15th this season. What the hell?
I thought I was 15th this season.
Mm-hmm. Technically speaking, regular season, I finished next to last. Only Carl got worse. Sorry, Carl. Mm.
So, Josh, anything on knickknacks?
Nothing new on Knickknacks. Next episode, episode 100, due out later this month, hopefully, is Clarissa Explains It All. A Thing on TV.
Yeah.
They actually did quite a bit. Instant reaction about the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
Oh, that was funny. Nikki, yes. Did you see this?
No.
Okay. So they had at the Pop-Tarts Bowl a live Pop-Tart. Okay.
Wait. Are you talking about the murder?
Yes, the murder. And he goes, "My dream has come true." Right. And he goes into the toaster and out comes the edible Pop-Tart mascot.
Yep.
That's fucked up.
It was fucked up, but it was beautiful. Because
it was delicious.
By the way, I am a strawberry Pop-Tart fan myself.
I don't think they make them. I was a chocolate fudge, and there was a
Oh, and by the way, I don't toast them. I eat them straight up.
Plus one.
Plus two.
Plus three.
Oh, yeah. No, who toasts a Pop-Tart? Okay, no one toasts a Pop-Tart. You eat
those straight, those suckers straight out of the box. The vanilla frosted one that I used to get, I don't think they make it anymore.
Yeah, I know, but by the way, it is about the most artificial food ever besides a cheese puff.
Yes, but you know what? Every now and again, they taste awesome.
Oh, of course, man. Man, when you have a sugar craving and you just like, frick, I need something quick. Oh, Pop-Tart. Damn.
Stop making me hungry. I got a box of them sitting here. It's like 5 feet away from me.
What flavor?
Did you bring it up for the entire class?
Yeah, it's a 12 pack because I always buy the 12 box. And it's always the tried and true bare basic frosted strawberry.
Oh, that's not bad.
Next time, buy the 48 pack.
If they have them in the store.
Go to Costco. Yeah,
I was going
to
say store, Sam's.
Costco and Sam's do. Back to it was the thing on TV. Three other episodes came out this week. The 2023 Year in Review Part 2. The Good Life from 1994, which was a show that was a year and a half too soon. Because it kind of became a rudimentary guide to, well, the Drew Carey Show. Which lasted a whole... Yeah, Drew was in The Good Life too.
Okay.
And then The Tim Conway Show from 1980. A show that was about a year and a half too late. Had it come out right after the Carol Burnett Show ended, it would have made it a few seasons further, possibly. This coming week on It Was a Thing on TV, they will be talking about the death of the character in a storyline and the death of an actor. Not, this is just general terms, not just a specific character or a specific actor. Though the first person they brought up has been gone now for just over 20 years. Mm-hmm. That would be, of course, the late John Ritter in 8 Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter. So you'll find all of that and 585 episodes on It Was a Thing on TV.com, closing in on 90,000 downloads. And that's everything I've got.
WLTI starts the new year off right with reviews of The Floor. Jeopardy UK, which I've seen all 5 episodes, hosted by one Stephen Fry, by the way. Is very, very interesting, very British. And also there was a third show, which I forgot. I'm just one trying to remember the name. It was so not memorable that I completely forgot the name of the program. Just give me a moment, please. But we reviewed that.
We are Family.
No, that's next week.
That's, yeah, coming out shortly. Blank Slate on GSN.
No, we reviewed. Hold on, I got it here. Oh, America's Got Talent Fantasy League. That was the one. No wonder why it was so forgettable. Because it was crap. Okay. The Floor, fair, unfortunately, was crap too. Okay. And of course, we have this Return of the Super Toilet as we start Push or Flush one more time. We're just going to continue to talk as we go through the kind of the slow season before February starts up and all the new big shows premiere. Of course, we will be back to RuPaul's Drag Race. And, a certain someone we know has about a month before he goes to L.A. to take the Tournament of Champions.
That, of course, being our chair swinging freak, Brian Henniger.
Yes, he's ready and rocking to go. So Nikki, talk about the artists while we end the first show of the year.
All right. I'll start off with the one we were talking about earlier, Topla. Not only does she create awesome costumes, she creates awesome wrestling fan art, especially if you like Puresu. She's very inexpensive. Her turnaround's really quick, and she's awesome to work with. I can't recommend her enough. Shout out, of course, to Jamie Cloutier. Please come back to our show. We miss you. Hopefully things are dying down in the grocery industry that she will be able to join us again.
And of course, the official artist in residence of AEW, Mel Coleman Art. Oh my God, what a success! What a year 2023 had. She had
this, and just the icing on the cake at the end of the year with those paintings that were distributed, including something about punching a kangaroo.
Yes. Yep.
Shout out to Lenny Wambashu as always. Dozer Draws, Little Dozer Baby. Commissions are open. The stuff is, there's a good price to it, but I'll tell you what, love, 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 all kind of love. You guys saw I've been bragging about that picture of the Shield that he did for me a couple months ago. See, Nahul Tahes, if you like your wrestling and anime, and if you can't get to him, go to Otanat. Otanad is more active on Instagram than he is on Twitter, but he's worth seeking out because his stuff is amazing and so much fun. Let's see. Other guys to check into for artwork and commissions. A. Tony at EYY underscore TONI. James Diatto at James Diatto. I can recommend him highly as well. I don't think he's terribly. Yeah, he's not cheap. And currently his commissions are closed. So I'll leave him be. Huge shout out to Supercard and the fact that Jamie Claudier might not be on our show because she's sitting on playing Codebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
Because a certain visionary is the prize.
Oh.
Yeah. And I showed her my trick for Codebreaker, so. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I have anything else because I'm right here.
And by the way, Happy New Year to everybody. I didn't say that. You know, we 2024 is off to a good start.
It is. In the wrestling world, it is going wonderfully. And I'm going to throw in two quick notes that we did not cover.
Okay, go for it.
Just real quick, John Moxley, Eddie Kingston, there was no blood. Fuck, man?
About time.
And second of all, I don't know if this has been confirmed or not, but there was some talk about a Icons edition for 2K24, which will include Bray Wyatt stuff.
There's a rumor to that effect. But I've heard rumors that Cody is the cover athlete. Dull K, dull surprise.
Hmm. Yeah.
This is my shocked face.
No, but yes, they're supposedly going to, you know, it's going to be interesting to see when they announce it, because it's going to be soon. Well, oh, by the way, when do you think they start announcing Hall of Fame people after Royal Rumble?
It starts either after the Rumble or.
It could start as early as Monday.
Yeah. But I think I don't think they're going to start playing with it until after the Rumble, because they've got 3 months to go ahead and drop all these names.
Yeah. Yep. Especially since there's a really good chance Bray is going to be in this year.
Yes. As Posthumus.
Put it this way. If they don't put him in this year, that would be dumb. Yeah. I also see Paul Heyman going in.
Yes.
I really do. As the headliner, and I also see maybe as the celebrity wing, Sylvester Stallone for Philadelphia. Maybe.
Okay.
He doesn't he have a relationship with the WWE? I mean, he fought Hulk Hogan back at WrestleMania 3.
Put him in a movie.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. Yes. That's the fun part of wrestling. We'll see. So all of you idiots out there who grumble, be patient. The good stuff's coming.
Yep.
So for the already departed Shane Beaman, for Statboy Josh Henniger, for VRM, for Jason Block, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Happy New Year. And we're going to keep doing this all through 2024.